This is Forrest Solis interviewing Rochelle King on June 16, 2016 at 5:40 p.m. for the Creative Push Project. I guess I'll wait till that time.
Oh. Hold on, let me.
Yeah.
I'm going to just pause it.
I didn't hit it yet. Do you want to just stop yours? Do we let it run out until it catches up?
I got it.
Okay. So, take me back to the conception. Like, was it planned?
It was not planned at all. It was a surprise to both of us. I actually do know when we did conceive, though. And Eric actually said to me that he hopes we don't get pregnant that time. I guess. Is she
too loud? That'll totally show up on the
mic.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Should I just let her in?
Should
she be quiet when she's inside?
Well, then Emma's going to want to come in here.
It stopped.
Okay,
go ahead.
I knew that I was pregnant, and he told me he hoped we weren't pregnant yet. And, but there weren't really any signs after that that confirmed what I already felt. I went to the doctor a couple weeks later, and, It's weird the way it happened, because I started having pains, like in my ovary area, like I was pregnant before I conceived, and I had been to the doctor for it, and they said it was nothing. A couple weeks went by, I actually went on vacation, came home, the pains were back, went back to the doctor, I was pregnant. So, but I, that day when I was in the office, I had no idea. I was just trying to look for answers for what was going on, why I was having the pain. That's all I was looking for. And she's like, yeah, you're pregnant. And, it was overwhelming. That's my first child. So a lot of thoughts and emotions went through my head. I was afraid to tell Eric. I was afraid to... We were living with my parents at the time. I was afraid to tell them. But I actually took a picture of the... I did a test myself when I got home. And I took a picture of the test. And I just held up the picture to everybody. So everybody was excited. So I was very relieved. I was expecting a completely different reaction. But then
just give us the finger when it's like too much. Okay.
Then, my worries set in. I'm a very big worrier, and, I started reading, which I'm told is good for your first time, but I found out, no, it's probably not good because it scared the crap out of me. I just worry about the first trimester. I was really worried about having a miscarriage. That was one of my biggest fears, the first trimester especially. And then as it went on, I got a little better, but I'd worry about different things. New things would come up each trimester. But she was telling me the whole time that she was fine. It was pretty much a perfect pregnancy. My father died while I was pregnant, so that was hard to get through. So that was caused most of the pregnancy problems that I did have, just emotionally. And but that, other than that, it was a pretty good pregnancy. I was happy and lucky because I'd been terrified about that stuff when I found out I was pregnant. Oh, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to the baby? Weight gain, I think I gained pretty good. I weighed myself right before I went to the hospital. And overall it was about 40 pounds. So it's pretty good.
Did you go to any classes or have a plan for how you wanted the birth to go?
I did go to classes. I found a specific doctor that I went to the whole time I was pregnant, and he was the one that was supposed to deliver her. We'll get into that. I went to a class that it showed you the breathing techniques, and I don't remember what they call it, but the exercises that you do while you're in labor waiting to give birth. So that helped a lot. It was very eye-opening and in a good way. It didn't scare me. It actually helped me a lot. And the nurse that took me back when we got to the hospital, she actually commented on how good my breathing was. So that was neat.
Did you have a support network?
Yes. Yeah, my whole family is here, so they were helping me. It was their first experience with it too, so we were all kind of helping each other through everything. The day I went into labor, I was already on maternity leave because I was having back pain, and I sit in a chair all day for my job. So I had to leave early, and it was a Saturday morning. I was watching TV and I just got these stomach pains. It was like cramps. And I didn't think it was contractions, but it wasn't going away. So I called my mom and told her that it's probably time to go. She was actually grocery shopping and had to leave her cart in the aisle and come and get me. So we went to the hospital. They say to time your contractions, and I was doing that. It was not in a pattern at all. So that's why I didn't think I was in labor. But I got there and they said I was... I got to the hospital and I was 3 centimeters dilated, so they said they were going to keep me. So I was excited about that because I've seen mothers that have had to come in, go home, come in, go home, and that scared me. I didn't want to have to do that. But my water didn't break. They had to break it for me when I got to the hospital. So that was...
I can hear it a little bit. It sounds kind of like murmuring, and if you're talking, I can't really hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be like the baby situation, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, so, so you are at 3 centimeters. They broke your water.
Correct.
Can take it from there.
Okay. They gave me my epidural pretty quick. When I got there, it was about 12 o'clock. So they were just waiting for me to dilate. And they told me my labor was pretty much textbook with how things were progressing. They did have to give me a little bit of Pitocin toward the middle to speed things up a little bit more, but so I just waited to dilate. I felt amazing. Up until giving birth, of course. But the doctor's story. My doctor was out of town. And seeing the movie, what is it called?
Knocked Up.
I was so terrified after seeing that movie when I got pregnant and had a baby. And not only was it not my doctor there, the doctor that was going to deliver her was doing a C-section with a woman who had been there from the previous night, which I don't know why they hadn't done it for her before that, but so I was waiting for the doctor to come in for, I don't know what the time frame was, but it was a while for being in labor.
Yeah, when it gets really high, when it spikes, that's when we'll have to stop, yeah.
So the I was 10 centimeters dilated. The doctor had told the nurses that he wasn't going to have me push yet because he was working on the other C-section. About 5 minutes later, the nurse walked back in and said, okay, he said, start pushing. And I remember thinking, why are you having me push? He's doing a C-section. He's not even out yet. So they had me push. It was difficult being my first time trying to get a hang of it. So they had me push, it got a little bit difficult for me, so they'd have me stop. At one point they, while I was still waiting for him, they had put me on oxygen to just kind of calm me down. And then I pushed some more and she was ready to come out and no doctor. So they had me stop pushing. And I remember just the discomfort was unbelievable because she was ready. she was coming out. There was no stopping her. And then finally the doctor came in and I was crying the whole time, hysterically. And I just remember a big feeling of relief when she was born. But then instant pain again because I had to have an episiotomy. And the doctor, people can disagree with me or say they agree with what the doctor was telling me, but I could feel it. I could feel, I don't know how graphic you want me to be, I could feel, in my head at the time, I was picturing and I could feel him just like he was sewing me up. I felt it every stitch. And I kept saying that, I was telling Eric that, and I was just crying. I could not see, I was crying so hard. And Eric, my husband, was telling the doctor that I was saying that, and he said, no, women just confuse the pressure for pain sometimes. And I was coherent enough to hear him say that, and if I could have moved my leg, I would have punched him, kicked him in the face, because that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And then he was asking me, where does it hurt? Where does it hurt? And I wanted to say, where the hell do you think it hurts, you idiot? I just pushed a baby out. Where do you think it hurts? He's like, I can't help you unless you tell me where it hurts. So, yeah, that was quite an experience. Not quite as bad as Knocked Up, but it was, I couldn't even believe that. And then, when they took her after she came out, they asked me, I remember them saying, are you even going to look at her? Because I was crying so hard and didn't know what was going on. And I could not see anything. I was crying so hard because of the pain when he was stitching me back up. And I remember that one of the nurses saying that, "Are you even going to look at her?"
Like judging you.
Yeah. Yeah. What was going on in my head, if I could have actually put that into action, I would have, they would have not liked me very much.
So, did your husband have her at this point? I'm going to adjust for a second. Okay. My foot's on my sleep.
The hospital that we were at, they had everything, like, she stayed in the room with me. They did everything in the room. So they did that, what's that test that they do as soon as they're born?
Apgar.
Yeah, they did that one, in my room. They did that with her, and then did her weight and everything, and, gave her a bath, and then, I don't know if they gave her to me right after that, or if Eric had her. That's a little blurry. I don't remember that, but, I do remember holding her the first time. She was such a chubby baby. She was almost 9 pounds. So, yeah, she's what you wouldn't think now because she's such a tiny thing now. But we were in the hospital for 2 days. My mom stayed the first night with me so Eric could come home and get some sleep. So that was nice. I don't remember a whole lot after that point. I do remember them coming in like every 2 hours, waking me up to give me more medicine. I'm like, I'm sleeping. I don't need medicine. Leave me alone. So, and then we did the next day, we did the pictures. Had a bunch of visitors, which, if you know me, that kind of made me nervous because I'm a germaphobe. So having everybody in there, I made everybody wash their hands. They did have hand sanitizer in the room though, so that was nice. That helped.
Were you nursing?
No, because of medications that I take, I wasn't able to nurse. It distributes in your milk supply too much. So, but from what I've heard from friends, I was kind of happy about that because it, even if the baby does catch on to it, it's painful and other problems for the mom. So I wasn't upset about that. She's a hoot. You'd love to just spend a day with her. I'm not sure where.
She said that there were some complications resulting from the birth.
Yeah, after I had her, I found out. I took 3 months off from work. And I always had the top of my stomach had always still been kind of protruding, which I figured I'm still in the healing process. It'll go away. But it never went away. And I talked to a doctor about it finally. And she said that it was from an umbilical hernia. From having Emma, probably because she was so big. And my stomach muscles, when they separated, they never went back. So, the top of my stomach still does stick out a little bit. And then, with the hernia... With the hernia, it's right by my belly button. And it started giving me problems. I was having pain. I would just regular moving around, it would get really sore and I'd have to stop. And they told me that I had to be careful with exercising. I had to be careful with just regular lifting so it didn't get bigger or pop. So I've been dealing with that. Emma's 3 now. I've been dealing with that since she was born. I've seen several doctors about it. They said I could have surgery for the hernia, which isn't a big deal. For the stomach muscles, they said even if I lose a lot of weight, it's still gonna be there. So it's never completely gonna be resolved. They said I could have a tummy tuck, but still, it's probably not gonna give me the result that I want. So I'm gonna have to deal with it for the rest of my life, unfortunately, which has caused physical and emotional problems for me. I can kind of see where people might still think I'm pregnant, because if you look at the top of my stomach, it's hard, like there's still a baby in there. But as time went on, more and more people started commenting on it when I went in public. Mostly older women, which I know they're crazy about babies and they like to talk to people about babies, but they'll just come up to me and ask me, oh, when is the baby due, or how far are you? And I've already not had a good body image throughout my life, so when I get that, it puts me in a bigger slump. And I've tried exercising, eating differently, all kinds of things, but it's just holding me back from losing weight. And my appearance isn't really changing, which doesn't stop the comments. It's just been hard in that way as well, not just from the pain from the hernia, but with the stomach muscles. So that's been, I'm getting better at dealing with it, but it still hurts.
So what is the difference between that area for you now versus like post-baby? Previous to her, pre-baby. Like what is the difference? So there's firmness at the top?
Yeah. My stomach sticks out probably a few inches more than normal since this. And if you look at me, and if you feel my stomach, like it's firm. It's very firm. So I can see where people can think that I'm still pregnant, but I don't know. That's just something to me that you don't comment on first, unless they say something. But I don't know. I guess people think they're being nice, but no, you're not. And people have started telling me to just start being mean to these women that are commenting, which I want to. She hasn't had a nap.
So it's interesting because it seems like you've had a lot of good circumstances. You know, you mm-hmm. had a good pregnancy.
Right.
You didn't gain a lot of weight. You
right.
seemed to, your birth went really well, and then the anesthesia started to wear off, and you were yeah. getting stitched up, and that sucks.
Yeah.
Totally. Then things started to turn. They were a little bit rude, a little crappy
yes.
to you.
Yes.
You know, making you not feel very good. And then you've had these resulting complications since.
Right.
So yeah, it's, you know, it's funny with these stories that we hear sometimes. It's like a really horrible experience of pregnancy, and then things go really well after. It's like, mm-hmm. it's hard to predict.
Yeah.
Did you ever even know these were a possibility? That, because that is a common thing that happens where the stomach muscles separate and they just don't go mm-hmm. back again.
I had never heard that before. I've never heard of that happening. So it was new to me. I didn't even know that could happen.
What is the firmness from, though? Is it organs pushing through the muscle? Muscle? I don't understand. Because the hernia is when, like, an organ pushes out between
the right, muscle. The hernia is separate.
Okay.
The hernia is an umbilical hernia. So, that's by my belly button area, and I've had surgery on that. And then, the muscle thing, that's separate. They weren't very detailed in telling me what it was or why it happened. They just said that my stomach muscles never retracted after birth. So, and I don't know if there's anything really that can be done to get them back into place. They did tell me that you're always gonna see it somewhat, no matter what I do. So, I don't know if there's some things that I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try and get into a pretty extensive exercise regimen. If that doesn't help, I'll probably seek out more doctors to tell me why it happened. Is there a fix for it to get them to tighten up again? But from what I'm hearing now, there's not really anything that I can do about it. I thought the tummy tuck, that's why people get them, right? To tuck your tummy, but they told me it wouldn't give me the result that I am probably wanting.
It's such a vague way of talking. Like, I don't understand, what is the result? A six pack? Like,
right.
You know, you just want to have your old stomach back.
Yeah.
You're not asking for...
And they told me that won't happen. Even if they did do the tummy tuck, they wouldn't be able to push the muscles in far enough for the result that they think that I want.
Did you experience any, like, severe discomfort when you were pregnant, that you felt that muscle stretching and tearing or anything?
Not in my stomach area. Most of my pain was in my back. I don't know if that could have been from it. It just wasn't in the area that we would think. But I did have a lot of back pain. Probably from how big she was, and then the muscle thing. So no, there weren't really any signs that I could have said, hey, maybe there's something going on that we could have stopped. I didn't know until a while after I had her that I started noticing, okay, this isn't... I thought my stomach was supposed to go down. It's not moving. So that's when I started seeing doctors about it.
When you reflect back on your experience, a lot of times we'll ask people, can you think of a word or a phrasing of words that kind of summarizes your experience? Because we're separating them into themes, and sometimes it's helpful to us to know how you think of your experience, how you can summarize it.
Well, I don't know if there's a word that would summarize how I felt or what I went through. I While I was pregnant, like I said, my father passed away, so that was probably what I could describe the most about my pregnancy, dealing with that. Just the, we didn't have a great relationship. We didn't have a great relationship, so there were a lot of mixed emotions when he did pass away. So, and that caused me, I didn't really have morning sickness. I mean, I felt nauseous a lot, but added with my father passing, that's mainly what caused the being sick. So it was a very positive pregnancy, but just with the emotional struggles with my father, that's how I would describe the pregnancy. The issues after having her, I could probably think of lots of words. And I don't want it to sound like I absolutely hate it, because it happened from having her, so I can't say that I completely hate it. But I think just I've had a lot of self-esteem issues after having her with these problems. So that's how I would describe that part of it. And I know people aren't meaning to cause that for me, but I don't know. I just think people can be smarter about things and think before they say something or not say something at all. You don't ask someone, oh, how far are you? When do you do? Unless they start talking about it, but that might just be me.
Is there anything else you want to add? I'm
trying to think if I forgot anything.
I have a few questions.
Uh-huh.
So, the first one, I was just wondering, how many surgeries have you had, post having her, just dealing with this, the issues?
I've just had surgery for the hernia. I was gonna try and do the tummy tuck, but they told me that I probably wouldn't get the result that I wanted, and they quoted me over $7,000 for it. So if they're already telling me, I'm probably not going to get the result I want, and probably no point in putting up the money to do it. I would like to, but...
So my other question is, I think you're bringing up an interesting topic, because this actually has come up in a lot of interviews, not with, complications post having the baby, but a lot of pregnant women talk about how suddenly, when they're pregnant, they have no private space. Like, their body becomes everyone's body, and sort of that mix-up between public and private, and what's appropriate, what somehow becomes appropriate when you're pregnant. Like, no one would ever come up to you as a stranger and, touch your belly or comment on your body at all.
Right.
So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about if any of that occurred to you when you were pregnant with her. Like, did you have any experience with people commenting on your body and how you felt about it then versus, any comments?
Yeah, the contrast of it.
Right.
Yeah.
From what I remember, I don't think there were too many comments while I was pregnant. Just the congratulating, and some family friends would tell me, oh, you look like you're carrying really well. But I didn't really know what that meant. So I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. So, there wasn't really an issue then, other than with myself gaining the weight. That's always hard, no matter what, even though you're pregnant. But it mainly started after, when I had the issues. My husband and I went on a cruise when our daughter was about 9 months old, and just from the time we left home to the time we came home from the cruise, 4 women commented on it. When we got to the airport, there was a group of older women going on a reunion cruise, and they were already drunk, and they started talking to us, and it came up. I don't remember how, but one lady was like, "Oh, I know what they're celebrating." And I kind of picked up on it. I didn't really say anything. I didn't want to talk to them after that. And then when we got to the ship and into our room, it wasn't, they hadn't finished cleaning it yet. So the cleaning lady was still in there, and she was asking me, the way she was asking me, I didn't know if she was referring to me being pregnant or having a baby, already having a baby, which I don't know how she'd know, but just the way she was saying it, and I can't remember what she said, but she started asking me about the baby, and I was thinking, oh yeah, I was thinking of her at home. And then at the end, she's like, "Oh, when are you due?" And I said, "Oh, I already had her." And she's like, "Oh," and just kind of dropped it. And then we got massages on the ship, and we talked to the lady at the desk. She wrote up what massages we wanted. So when we got into the room, the masseuse was like, "Oh, okay, so you're getting a pregnancy massage." I said, "No, I'm not pregnant." She's like, "Oh, the receptionist wrote it up as pregnancy massage." So that was the third one. And then on the way home somewhere, it came up again.
What is your response? I mean, do you say, "No, I have a medical situation," or?
I'm just silent. I don't really know what to say. I want to jump down their throat, but then I don't want to cause a problem. And then I don't know if I should just play along, or I don't really know what my response would be if I did say anything. So I just kind of get silent. I think about it now, and the response I came up with to kind of be an asshole about it at this point, is when they ask me, "How far are you, or when are you due?" I'm gonna tell them, "Oh, I'm doing 12 months." Just see the confusion on their faces and be like, "Oh yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that to her." So yeah, that's kind of how my outlook on it has gotten at this point. So yeah, it's been hard. It's hard every day. Sometimes I don't even want to walk out of the house because I know there's going to be a comment. And my family knows what's going on. They just tell me to ignore it. And you can do that to a point, but after happening so often, and literally almost every time I go outside, it gets to you. So I'm just trying to figure out how to deal with that. Did you have any other questions?
I don't think so.
My leg is so asleep. I'm sorry.
Oh, my foot was too.
Yeah, it must be hard because you have this, you know, precious young girl and,
right,
you know, and you have to, you know, maintain a happy disposition to some,
yes,
degree, you know, and it's depressing, right? You,
yes,
know? So that must be a confusing place, headspace to be in. Do you talk to anyone or have you done anything like that?
Yeah, I have talked to a therapist about it, and he explained it to me, which I'm good at sometimes remembering how he put it, but like I said, other times it just naturally gets to you at a certain point. But he explained it as long as you're healthy, it doesn't matter what your appearance looks like, whether what this... And I know that's true, but I'd never really thought about it that way, because I started on an exercise routine, and I'm a vegetarian, so I don't eat too much bad stuff anyway, but I really cracked down on my diet, and I did that for about 6 months or more, and absolutely no weight lost and no changes to my stomach. And that got me down too, because I'm getting these comments, I'm trying to fix it, not even surgery can fix it, so I try losing weight and that doesn't work either. So I got very discouraged, and I'm kind of like, well, what do I do? Do I even still keep trying to put my effort into doing this, and I'm not getting the results that I want no matter what I do? So, but I do understand, he said, as long as you're healthy, like with me exercising and eating right, I guess that's all I can do if my body isn't gonna change. At least I have that, I guess. No, I'm healthy, but...
Yeah, that's cold comfort. I mean, that's so funny, of course, for someone to say how your appearance... It doesn't,
right,
matter.
It's right,
just,
and a guy
true,
too,
but it's also, yeah,
yeah,
but it's also like,
does, know, it matters to you.
Yeah, exactly.
It matters. Of course,
exactly.
It matters.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not just vanity. It just,
right,
it matters. That's how you interact with the world outside.
Exactly.
You know? It's the first impression. Ashley, do you have anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Anything from you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I'm going to turn it on.
Yeah.